and encouraging this, وَإِعْلَامِ الرَّجُلِ مَا يُحِبُّهُ, and informing the person who he loves for the sake of Allah, أَنَّهُ يُحِبُّهُ, that he loves him. One is the person has love for somebody, but to make izhar, to make it known to that person that, listen, I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَاذَا يَقُولُ لَهُ إِذَا أَعْلَمَهُ. Even the words that a person should use is also shown to us in the sunnah. It's also shown to us in the hadith that what words a person should use when he's expressing his love for somebody. So beautiful our deen is, one is it teaches us to have love, and then also it teaches us what words to use when a person is expressing these words of love. Allah ta'ala anhu wa nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, talathun man kunna fihi wajada bihinna halawat al-iman. Three things, if it is found in a person, this person will experience the sweetness of iman. And we explain the sweetness of iman takes different forms. For the great awliya Allah, it even has a physical form. A person literally can feel that sweetness of iman. They can literally feel and experience that joy and that enjoyment. So what is meant by the sweetness of iman is a person in doing, fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he feels happy about it. He's not sad, he doesn't find it difficult now to come to the masjid in the early part of the morning. He looks at it as a burden. But this person is happy. So this is a sign that he's got the sweetness of iman. It pleases him that he pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second thing is that when a person goes through difficulties, he goes through hardships, then he's able to bear these hardships with sabr. It won't be such that a person will have a life and there'll be absolutely nothing, no difficulties, no hardship, no test, no trials, no fear. It won't be a situation like this. But when the situation arises, then that person will bear it with sabr and with patience. So this is the second sign that this person has got the sweetness of iman. And the third thing is that a person will prefer the akhirat over the dunya. In other words, his mind and his thoughts and his whole focus will be more on the akhirat rather than being on the dunya. This is a sign this person has got the sweetness of iman. So anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining the three qualities he found in a person, then this person will experience the sweetness of iman. أَيَّكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved to this person than everybody else. Every person else, everything else, Allah Pak and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved. Simple as a test to see that is my family more beloved to me, is my business more beloved to me, is my friends, is if it comes to the time of Salat and now a person is involved with the children and he's involved with the family, and is he prepared to leave everything and go for Salat? If that is the case, then this is an indication that this person loves Allah Pak and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than his business, more than his clients, more than his customers, more than his children. Because this is the test now, is am I fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is the time to discharge zakat and he's got love for that wealth. If he's happy to part with that wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a sign that he loves Allah Pak more than his wealth. So these are the tests that a person, or indications that indicate whether a person loves these things more or he loves Allah Pak and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more. The next is, وَأَيُّحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That a man loves another man for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't love him for any other reason. Not because he's influential, not because he's wealthy, not because he's popular, nothing. He only loves him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third is, وَأَيَّكْرَهَ أَن يَعُودَ إِلَى الْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ أَنْ أَنْقَذَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَن يُقْذَفَ فِي النَّارِ. That a person he dislikes that he returns to kufr. At that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking to Sahaba, and he was telling them now, because now they came from kufr, many people had accepted Islam, so that the person dislikes going to kufr and those things that lead to kufr after Allah Pak had saved him, like how a person dislikes being flung into the fire. Somebody who's been saved from the fire, somebody who's been pulled out of the fire, how he dislikes going to the fire. He dislikes it. Anybody would hate, even a normal person would hate going to the fire of this dunya. Can you imagine the fire of akhirat? So the person, he dislikes returning to kufr and going towards those things that lead to kufr, like how he hates being flung in the fire. Today's hadith of Nabi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, there will be seven people under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when there will be no shade. In other words, on the day of reckoning, on the day of qiyamah, that seven people, different riwayats, different explanation ulama give, that Allah Pak will increase that number to more people, 70 or more. But these that are mentioned in the hadith, seven people, to show how important or how privileged these seven people will be. That seven people will be given the shade on that day when there will be no other shade. And it is mentioned that according to a person's sins, that's to the extent he'll feel the heat. The sun will be 1 mile above, the people. So accordingly, if a person's sins are more, then he will find that his perspiration level will be higher. Some will be right up to the shoulders, some will be till the knees, some will be till the ankles. Depends on a person's level of sin. But those seven people, fortunate people, Allah Pak will give them shade. And normally the shade is the expression, the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing is Imamun Adilun, that leader that is just. One might think, what is so great about being a just leader? But in any society, if the leadership is not corrupt, if the leadership is just, then justice will flow right down to the average person on the ground. But if the leadership is corrupt, everyone on the ground suffers. Person will say that he is going through some kind of difficulties, but what can we do? The police are bought off, the members of parliament are bought off, this one is bought off, so there is no justice system left. So the people on the ground are getting exposed to oppression. But if the leader on the top is just, it will filter down. And then ulama also explained that leader can also mean the leader at home, the leader in the business, the leader in whatever organization a person is. Now he is the leader. If he is just, then he will be one of those categories that will have the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing is shabun nasha fi ibadatillah. That youngster who grew up in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How fortunate, how lucky is those young people that grow up obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be one of these that will have the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing, وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. The next category is that man whose heart is linked to the masjid. His heart, in other words, he comes for his salah, and he's gone back, he's already concentrating, when is the next salah so I can go back for my salah. So he's moving forward and backwards from the masjid, is because his heart is linked to the masjid. So this person also will be from amongst the persons that will have the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll just do one more and then we can complete this hadith tomorrow. وَرَجُلٌ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ اِجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. That two people, they love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The meeting is for the sake of Allah, and the dispersing from there and the moving away from there, wherever they meet, is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, it's not motivated anything besides the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is getting happy that we are meeting. So therefore we are meeting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are loving each other for the sake of Allah. Allah Pak is getting happy, that is why we're doing it. So the gathering and the leaving from there is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the person, so easy. These other two categories are very, very easy. Maybe a person will say he never grew up in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His youth wasn't as good as he wished it was. But who can't have this quality of having his heart connected to the masjid? That every time the salah time comes, his mind is already in the mosque. I should be there at the time of azan. I should be there early. I should go to the masjid. His heart is connected. And the next thing is he loves each other, or he loves his fellow brothers only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he does it also with this niyat that inshallah there is hope that I will be able to have the shade on that day when there will be no other shade. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.